Several years ago, I began playing the Warcraft series when Blizzard Entertainment issued Warcraft 3. I immersed myself in this fantasy game because of the strategy needed to play both casually and hardcore. And when Blizzard later released World of Warcraft, I downloaded the game and found myself nearly glued to the desktop. After a few days of hardcore gaming, I realized I needed to unplug and I left the game for several years. I returned to the game in the winter of 2008 after the expansion release of Wrath of the Lich King, and I was able to grind my way up to level 70 in no time. I then joined a guild to go on raids. And at first, I communicated via typing in the game and quickly realized that during raids, I needed to be able to talk to my guild mates. So I went and downloaded some add-on extension, and I was so happy that I could now talk to my guild mates that I logged back into the game, opened the chat, and began talking. Responses ranged from, "You're a girl," to "females can't play this game," to "show us your tits." So I left that guild in search of a more inclusive guild, and while I hopped around from guild to guild for a few years, I can never really find one that fit. And in every way, I felt that my disembodied voice marked my body in the minds of other players. I was either perceived as weak, or dumb, or a sexual object. Never as a gamer who participated quite well during raids. And I recall this experience because at many times during my life, my relationship with technology has been gendered through the lens of other people and at many times through the very technologies that I've used. In high school, I remember arguing my way out of taking a typing class, because that's where all of the young women went to learn how to type for careers as office assistants, and I just didn't see myself in that way. When I purchased my first computer in my early 20s and I had to clean off a computer virus, a tech support person that I was on the phone with painstakingly explained every step that I needed to take and also what each part of the computer did. When I finally just said, I know this, his response was, "Oh, most women don't really know anything about computers." And while I am today amused by that response, I, like so many other women, have and still continue to experience microaggressions or outright rage over women forging relationships with computer technology. And as a feminist researcher and teacher who infuses digital technology into my daily life, I find these concerns just exhausting. I am tired of the constant gendered battle that silently wages wars against women for their use or creation of computer technologies. Or the more aggressive battles waged now on social media by people expressing rather abusive and violent comments about women. And these moments, while emotionally taxing in ways that women have the burden to bear because of so many of these comments are directed toward them, are moments that illustrate how much work not only women, but men and trans-identified people have to do to overcome such ideological biases that end up limiting the full potential and empowerment of women and their relationships with technology. Thus, in reviewing these three books for this review, collaborating with Chris and Mayer on this project, and thinking through and sharing some of my personal history, I find inspiration to surmount the exhaustion of the technological gender wars, to keep on a path of sharing stories and educating others about the roles people play with technology and how to exist in a more equitable and respectful atmosphere, both online and offline.